This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, if you missed BK or Daniel Turner or any of my brilliance, which today may have been the greatest show ever for me. I feel like every day I only get better. What, Chris? Anyway, if you missed any of it, you can download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Did you hear the Rear Admiral out there?
We got hit with some pretty tough weather. It's affected a lot of flights. I reached my hotel room at about 2:30 in the morning last night after my flight got canceled. A lot of Americans are going through the same thing. What I will say is that overall, we've seen the system perform much better than it did a year ago. And I think that reflects the work we've done. I think it reflects the airline stepping up. I want to give them credit where credit is due. But clearly, there's a long way to go.
System's working better, huh? Working better, is it? I'm going to touch on something. I'm changing the subject a couple times here because I do that from time to time. There's a bill in Michigan. It would make it a felony to cause someone to feel threatened. And you're going to love what they call it, the Ethnic Intimidation Act. Now, obviously, we can roll our eyes and scoff and things like that. But remember that guy on the radio who's been telling you that horrors are coming for your blue state beyond comprehension? No, not Clay Travis. Chris, me. Clay would never say anything is that brilliant, especially since he makes fun of me all the time for my receding hairline and he has all that hair. I hate Clay. Anyway, it's not Clay, it's me. Horrors beyond your imagination are coming for these blue states. Because there's no more brake system for the Democrats in this country. None. Completely run top to bottom by communists. Nothing can stop them now. Just a heads up. I heard this one, too, that made me laugh.
Presidential candidate Mike Pence making a visit to Ukraine. This was moments ago. He met with Ukrainian President Zelensky in an unannounced visit. Pence is now the first Republican presidential candidate to meet with the Ukrainian leader during the 2024 campaign.
Do you feel like Ukraine is a tourist hotspot for these politicians and celebrities? Now, again, I'm not denying, as we talked about BK, as we talked about with BK earlier, I'm not denying that there's a terrible war there and young men are dying in droves and people are losing their homes. But I feel like a lot of people visit Ukraine now for a photo op. It's become the photo op. Yeah, that's right, Chris. I forgot. Randy Weingarten, the head of the teachers union, went to Ukraine. What? What's she doing over there? He met with Greta Thunberg today, that climate nut job activist idiot. He met with her today. I feel like there is a terrible war going on, but the immediate proximity around Zelensky is the safest place on the planet because every celebrity goes there. I don't understand it. What, Chris? It's a great point. It's a great... Chris said... Did they ever go to Iraq or Afghanistan? Nope, never. But war-torn Ukraine that's being burned down is the biggest celebrity hotspot since Hollywood, apparently. They all just check in there from time to time. All right, I'm going to move on because I want to get to emails and some other things that are happening out there. Cutting down trees, I'll explain the violence of the Biden family. But I want to talk about something real quick. Paul Ryan can't seem to stay off the news. And every time he's on the news, Paul Ryan is trashing Trump.
So I'm very clear with, look, it's a disaster if we nominate Trump. You know, I think that I've been saying this for a long time. But Liz is right, which is he could win. I think we lose with him. I think we're much more likely to lose. We haven't won anything with him since he first won in 16. We lost the House in 18, the presidency in 20, the Senate in 20, and we could have won the Senate in 2022, but for him.
Are you going to endorse him? Is Rupert going to tell you who to endorse?
No, I'm going to endorse whoever I want, but right
you're
now...
You're on the board of Fox. That's why I said it.
Yeah, I know.
It's a joke.
I'm for anybody not named Trump right now.
Anybody not named Trump.
Okay. All right, so just calm down if you're a hardcore Trump fan. You know what I think about sometimes? This will come back to Paul Ryan. You know what I worry about? I worry about being able to walk away one day from this job. And this is what I mean. I'm not there now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to retire. I'm not going anywhere. The show's doing great. Everything's great. Everything's amazing. And I'm not saying that. But I look at some people in this business, radio, TV, and things like that, people long past their prime, all the money in the world, I assume, and they won't retire. They don't retire. And it's very clear. I had a TV guy you would most definitely know, but I know somebody who works for him, one of his producers. And he was talking about how he's losing, not only is he really, really mean to everyone now, but he's losing his eyesight, which is making doing TV really, really hard. He's losing it. And I asked him, just very frankly, my buddy, I said, why doesn't he just retire? The guy's got to be worth $100 million or something like that. Why does he just retire? And he said to me, Jesse, he doesn't have anything else. And he just adores being in the spotlight. He can't walk away from it. And you know what else he told me? He said, Jesse, I think he's going to die on the air. Maybe not on the television, but he said, he'll never retire. He'll die. He'll die. And that has affected me. And I see that in this business all the time. It has affected me where I really don't want to ever be that way. When I'm done, whatever that is, 55, 60, 65, I don't know. I want to walk away. And it's not that I want to leave this. I'm very, very passionate about fighting for this country. I want to walk away, and I want to be able to walk away from the spotlight. I don't ever want to get addicted to the spotlight. I think that's a really unhealthy place to be. And whenever I see Paul Ryan on television now, always out there trashing Trump. Remember, he's trashing the culture wars, trashing Trump. Trump sucks. Trump's this. He's on TV every other day now. But why? Paul Ryan's not a politician anymore. Paul Ryan sits on the board of Fox. I don't know his personal financial situation, but I'm positive it's very, very good if he's a board member on Fox News. He's eating Red Lobster a lot, all right? So I know that. Why is Paul Ryan doing television interviews at all about anything? Paul Ryan can't walk away. Paul Ryan was once obviously in the House, a vice president nominee. Remember, he was Romney's nominee. Why is Paul Ryan on TV at all? Surely he's not delusional enough to think that this hurts Trump. If anything, it helps Trump. When Paul Ryan gets up there, he's so poorly thought of now. When he trashes Trump, it's pretty much a Trump endorsement. If I'm on Team Trump, if you're a Team Trump person, you should want Paul Ryan on the news every single day saying, I'm for anybody but Trump. That only helps Trump's numbers. But I think this, beyond anything else, is just really incredibly sad that he can't walk away. Dude, you've got a family. You've got a great gig. You're worth millions. Why are you on the news? Why do I see your face ever? Why do I hear your voice ever? And let me tell you something, Lord willing, when I walk away, you're never going to hear from me again. Because I'm not in love with all this. It's fine. It's fun. I'm in love with the job. I love what I do, what we do here. We believe in it. We believe we're doing some good here, making your day a little better. But the whole spotlight thing, quote, celebrity thing, it's not important to me. And when I sign off and some other funny young hotshot steps in who's a lot better than me by then, you're never going to hear from me again. You're never going to see me again. I'm going to spend the rest of my days with my wife and my grandkids, because I'll have grandkids, Lord willing, by then. I'll be at Little League games and crappy musical recitals. I'll go fishing whenever I feel like it. But you're never going to see me again. And I see these guys like Paul Ryan who can't let it go. And I think about how incredibly sad that is, and it makes me worried about me. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, boys? It makes me worried. Man, I don't ever want to get there. That is, honestly, it doesn't even make me angry. It's kind of pathetic. It's kind of embarrassing. Chris said he'll cut the mic. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, just cut the microphone off. But man, what if that's me one day? Retire, 60 years old, retire, walk away. And then I last about a month. And I'm starting a new podcast, Jesse Kelly Now. I can't do it. I can't walk away from it. That's sad. Paul, you had your time. It's gone. Go enjoy your job and your family, buddy. Let it go. I'm sorry. Nobody cares about what you say anymore. Those days are gone. And they never last forever for anybody. All right? All right. Speaking of nobody caring, another woke movie bombed. Let's have an offensive, frank discussion. And then something else good that happened in the Supreme Court. And let's have a discussion about your shooting, which sucks. I'm kidding. I'm sure you're doing fine. But are you practicing? It's easy to find an excuse to not go to the range. Range is expensive. Last time I took the fam to the range, we spent over $100. Ammo's expensive. Range fees, gas prices. Plus, it's hot. Most of our ranges down here are outdoors, and the heat index is hovering around 115 today. Mantis X. I love Mantis X, not just because it gets me better, gets my family better. It takes away any excuse because it's dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. Get a Mantis X system. Why do you think the Green Berets use it? The Marines. Why do you think that is? Use what the pros use. Get Mantis X and watch yourself get better without leaving the home or firing a shot. MantisX.com is where you do that, all right? MantisX.com.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and a new exciting opportunity just dropped into my lap for whenever I retire. Don't worry, I'm talking a lot about retirement. I'm not going anywhere. But Chris said Shaquille O'Neal, is a DJ. Like one of the DJs that are in the clubs and stuff like that. I could do that. Because this is what I'm convinced of. I'm totally convinced of this. I don't think they actually do anything at all. You know those, have you ever seen one of those symphonies or orchestra things where the guy, what do you call it, the conductor or the maestro or something, where he's standing in front of all the people playing the instruments, he's just kind of waving his arms around with a stupid little wand thing? That guy's not doing anything. That guy's not doing anything. I could totally do that job. I'm convinced I could do that job. The same thing with those DJs. Everyone in the crowd's on drugs anyway. If you show up at one of those things and all those weird clubs, not that I've ever actually been in one, but with I've seen the movies and the people have the glow sticks and the cocaine and stuff like that, then no one's going to know what you're doing up there. Anyone can do the weep, 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 weep. That's the sound the records make when you scratch them. I can do that all day, all day. And I'll have a cool name like DJ Shogun. That's what it'll be, DJ Shogun. Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is going to be. Yes, Chris, we need shirts. We need Shogun shirts. And I want the headphones too, even though I'm going to do what I see them do all the time and only hold one of the headphones up to my ear instead of just putting it on. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll have glow stick people around me doing glow stick stuff. DJ Shogun. I can see it now. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. You know, it's not going to be huge. New Indiana Jones movie, apparently. There's a new Indiana Jones movie out, and I had heard bad things about it before it came out. Of course, surprise, surprise, they trashed it. It's all about female empowerment. You're going to find this shocking, but the new head of Lucasfilms is a white woman, and the new Indiana Jones, of course, is about female empowerment, and they criticize capitalism, and it's, so it's just more left-wing trash. And nobody's going to the movies. No one cares. It's a movie apparently that has to make something like $800 million to make a profit. And it ain't going to make it. Not even close. And here's what I've tried to explain to these Hollywood studios. Whatever your communist belief system is. Let me explain something. I know in this feminized society you're never allowed to say anything like that. But I'm not your mom. I'm your dad. And dad's job is to tell you the harsh truth. And here's the harsh truth, Hollywood. Men and most women, they don't want to see female action stars. I know in this world where we're supposed to say, everything's equal, everyone's equal, I can just do spin kicks. I know that that's the world that these people want to believe, but that's a world of make-believe, all right? That world doesn't actually exist at all. When I go to see an action movie, when women go see an action movie, I want to see a big dude who looks like he's capable of bench pressing a semi-truck, throwing people off of buildings and through windows and stuff like that. I don't want to see spin kicks. I don't want to see the new heroine female empowerment flick. And when you do that stuff, it turns people off and people don't go. And I know in this society, we're not supposed to say that. But my sons came to me before. Look, we love Indiana Jones. We have all the old ones, all the decent ones, the Temple of Doom and Last Crusade. We love those movies, and there's great movies to watch with kids. And my sons both came to me and said, Dad, we can't go see the new Indiana Jones movie. Apparently, it's pretty much a woman. And you know, you get the raw truth from the boys. What, Chris? I'll get to that in a second, Chris. Chris asked about Crystal Skull. Anyway, for them, you're getting raw truth with kids. It was just them being honest. My sons, teenage boys, 12 and 14, they don't want to go see a movie about a woman heroine. They don't. They're not interested. They want to see dudes. Dudes beating people up. And most chicks want to see that too. But they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. Chris asked about Indiana Jones. And was it the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Now, maybe I was in an awkward time in my life. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Am I crazy? Michael liked it. Chris never saw it. Chris, have you seen any of the Indiana Jones movies? They're fighting Nazis. What do you mean you haven't seen them? You're Jewish. I feel like that would be appealing to you. Does that not, did that not do it for you? What? Oh, my gosh. No, they're not comedies, Chris. Everything doesn't have to be a comedy. They are funny, though. You'll laugh on occasion. At least the old ones used to be. I'm sure the new feminine one is not very funny at all because, well, we all know why. But no, they're funny. The Indiana Jones movies are American classics, man. You've got to watch the Indiana Jones movies. And Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I didn't think it was that bad. Did you see the Supreme Court expanded legal protections for Christian employees? That's a good thing. That's a very good thing because the open discrimination against Christians in this country is going to be something that ramps up from here. Up, not down. In case you're wondering what these people, remember how we talked last night about how they want to drive everyone into the cities? We did a little history of that last night. Here's what they think about the suburbs.
The suburbs. Because they don't know a thing about how life is in the city.
That's a state senator from Wisconsin. Her name's LaTanya Johnson. Beep the suburbs. Very nice. She sounds like a real sweetie pie. Let's get to some emails and how compromised the Bidens are and chopping down trees. Let's get to Tunnel to Towers first. Tunnel to Towers, they've made it a mission to care for the families of fallen first responders, paying off the mortgages to their homes, or building them an entire community where they can come together in Florida. They do the same thing for Gold Star families. Homeless veterans, Tunnel to Towers is there for them. Catastrophically injured veterans who need special homes, they need smart homes to give them a better quality of life. Tunnel to Towers does that too. When you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, your money is going to a blessed mission. A really, really, really blessed mission. Go give today. T2T.org. They ask for 11 bucks a month. That's what funds the mission. And your money goes where you want it to go, unlike so many other charities. T, the number 2T.org. $11 a month. Go give what you can.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I'll be honest with you, Chris, I was thinking about flaming that song. I kind of like that. It wasn't bad. Who was it? Who sang that? What was that? Jerry Reed? You know there's going to be some hardcore Jerry Reed fan. He's typing up a nasty email right now, killing both of us for not knowing who that was. You should know, nasty email writer person, that Chris didn't know who it was either. He had to look back at his computer and figure out who it was. So it wasn't just me. When you write in your email, flame Chris too. And also, write in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions now. Tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Your questions have been so amazing lately. They don't have to be political, remember. They can be. That's fine. They can be anything. Food, history, I don't care. But email them in now. They're beginning to stack up already. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Questions like this one. Oracle, if you could live anywhere in the world at any point in history, where would it be? British royalty in the late 1800s, early 1900s always fascinated me. I'm going to say something that's going to make me sound like a real namby-pamby human being. It's going to make me sound like a complete fruitcake, but I'm just going to come out and say it anyway. Whenever I consider traveling back in time, if I'm going to be back there for any extended period of time, or like this one asked, if I'm going to go live back there, it never appeals to me. And the reason it doesn't appeal to me is the body odor. It's not even the modern medicine part, Chris, because I take no stock in modern. No, that's not true. I'm disenfranchised with some modern medicine, I should say. By the way, some of the past medicine was awesome. They used to give people heroin for a cold. I feel terrific, guys. Quit. I'm kidding. Kids don't do drugs. Seriously, when I think about the old times, like you mentioned British royalty, I often think about how much people would smell. I don't like when people smell. And I've smelled when I get done working out, or I've smelled a million times in my life. It's not like I don't have any body odor, but you know what it's like being around someone who doesn't shower? One of these hippies? They stink. And it's not pleasant being around that. And then you, like you mentioned, British royalty. Think of all the clothes those people wore all the time. And there was not a ton of bathing. And the crowns and the underwear and stuff like that. They had pots in their room where they went potty. They just wake up in the middle of the night, just go poopy right there in your room. That's disgusting. I don't want to live in a place like that at all. I don't want to live. Now, maybe ancient Rome, granted, much of ancient Rome would have simply tied me up to a post and fed me to the lions in the Colosseum. But if you could avoid that particular fate, the Romans had these public baths. Wait a minute, public baths would get awkward, wouldn't it? No, I don't want to get naked in front of other dudes. But I've always imagined sitting around eating some grapes, discussing politics. I love grapes. I can eat grapes all day. What, Chris? No spices. I didn't even consider the food. Of course, the food would suck. I think the 1980s was our real sweet spot. I was born in the 80s, Chris, and you know what? It was fantastic. I was, the kids and I were talking about politics and various culture war things the other day, and there was the TV was on in the background. And another one of these, the only TV commercial that wasn't a big pharma commercial came on. And of course, it was all, everyone's got to be gay, all that stuff. And my kids, of course, were commenting on it and they were snickering about it. And I was describing to them the old FedEx commercials. FedEx used to have, people don't even remember this, back in my day, I sound like a grandpa. FedEx had some of the best, funniest commercials ever. And I was explaining to my kids one of the commercials I was thinking about, and I explained to them, kids, you don't understand. That's what commercials used to be. They were always just fun and funny, and they don't even realize that 15 minutes ago, there was a world in this country where everything wasn't a lecture, everything wasn't a scold about how evil this place is and how much white men suck. That wasn't that long ago. And they still had air conditioning in the 80s, and they still had spices in the 80s, and the movies were all great in the 80s. The Lethal Weapon movies were sick. It was just a buddy cop movie. That's all it was. You remember? I love buddy cop movies. Tango and Cash. Tango and Cash is a legendary movie. Gosh, what a great movie. Yeah, good point, Chris. The cartoons we used to show them. Cars and Finding Nemo. And cartoons were just... they were just normal. It wasn't, hey, here's how lesbian you should be. It was just a good story of good guys and bad guys. And this was not long ago. It really wasn't. So I don't think I'd want to go back very far if I had to live there. Now, if I just had to visit, that's different. But let's go back to this MSNBC legal analyst. Just, I can't wrap my mind around how broken these people are.
And let me just add, the reason why affirmative action is a good thing, it is not preferential. It's you're bringing diverse opinions to the table. What Charles and I are bringing to this conversation today is very different than what white former federal prosecutors would be bringing to you today. So it's a sea change. Because what's going to happen, as Charles said, which happened in California, is like, we're not going to take race into account anymore in our public colleges and everything will be fine. And as we see, that's not happening. And it's not like, okay, because I said, there were only 3 black people in my law school graduating class. And that probably was affirmative action. Mm-hmm. Now that schools no longer have to consider race, you know, I fear what will happen and what... will there be many lawyers who look like Charles and I in the future, or doctors, or accountants?
imagine being a lawyer, a black lawyer, and going on television and telling all those black kids across the country that unless they get in for the color of their skin, they're never going to make it. Sorry, black kids. You're all too stupid to actually qualify to get in. So you're just too dumb and uneducated. Without someone forcing you in because you're black, you got no chance. How broken is that way of thinking? How unbelievably broken is that way of thinking? Speaking of a broken way of thinking, here's Joe Biden talking about it.
We cannot let this decision be the last word. I want to emphasize, we cannot let this decision be the last word. While the court can render a decision, it cannot change what America stands for.
What does that mean? We can't let it be the last word. It's the Supreme Court, Joe. It's the last word. It's most definitely the last word. Speaking of Joe, this president is compromised. James Comer, that congressman from Kentucky, said the Biden family has brokered over $40 million worth of foreign deals. Over $40 million. With everything else going on, I don't know that we talk enough about the fact that the president of the United States of America is bought off by foreign powers. Is that the most insane thing you've ever heard? But he is. Think of all the bribery material they have on him. He could never do certain things because of the threats that he would get, because of how exposed he would get. Gosh, it's crazy. All right. We're going to talk about chopping down trees and get to some emails and other things in a few minutes. Before we get to those things, let's talk about making sure our dogs live longer and healthier. Your dog's dog food is brown. You know why it's brown? Because they kill everything in dog food. They do this at the dog food factory. You can go look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. They want the dog food to last a long time on the shelf, so they kill it all. So there's no nutrition in it at all. When you give your dog dog food, just dog food, it's like giving your dog a fast food cheeseburger for every meal. That's why they die sooner than they should. It's why they get all kinds of health problems they really shouldn't have. Dog food is dead. That's why it's brown. Rough Greens is alive. That's why it's green. All natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food, created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Go treat your dog well. Treat your dog the way you treat yourself. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here for, well, I guess just a day. I guess we'll be back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but still, you're going to have to go an entire night without me.
We're changing people's lives.
What, Chris? It's important. You know we haven't heard in ages. I need it.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. New Jersey homeowner cut down 32 of his neighbor's trees, and it could cost him over $1.5 million. Apparently the guy, he wanted a better view of Manhattan. He's in New Jersey. He wanted a better view of Manhattan, and he just went out and just mowed down 32 of his neighbor's trees for a view. And I'll be honest with you. I think I'm with him. They're trees. What's the big deal? It's not like, what, Chris? I know they add value to a property, Chris, but you know what else adds value? A beautiful view of Manhattan, right? that's something money can't buy. Actually, yes, it can, apparently, because it's going to cost them $1.5 million. So apparently money can buy it, but still. Trump plots a Twitter return. Well, yeah, of course he should return to Twitter. Hold on, let me clarify. I love Trump on social media because I think he's hilarious. That being said, social media is terrible for Trump. He should never be there. I'm not the independent. Trump routinely says things on social media now that turn off the people he needs to bring back. But that being said, he's wonderfully entertaining on there for me. I don't get offended by it. So I think he should be on there, or I think he should be on Twitter. If you're going to be on social media, you might as well be on Twitter. You're not doing anything over on Truth Social. That's just not going to work. You need to come back to Twitter if you're going to be there at all. And clearly this is something he's going to want to do and going to want to be. Dr. Jesse, I was driving 5 miles above the speed limit in the fast lane or passing lane. This often angers the drivers behind me who are trying to go faster. They let me know this in many colorful ways. I find if I move to the right, I'm often stuck going 10 to 15 miles below the speed limit, so I've stopped doing so. I don't think I should be forced to go below the speed limit so others can drive way above it. What say you? To be honest, I will likely keep driving like this, but I'm curious about your answer. I admire that honesty. He says, Buenas tardes, El Jefe, and his name is Richard.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, Dick. Buenas tardes to you. But no, you're still a jerk. Get over it and let people by. Look, life's imperfect. You may have to change lanes every now and then, but if people want to go faster, if they're like, let me just explain this once again to everybody, because apparently no one teaches this in society. If you're in the left lane and you ever look behind you and there are cars stacked up behind you, you're rude. You're being rude. And if you observe those cars behind you and you don't pull over so they can pass, you've gone from being rude into just being a selfish jerk. Let people by. You know all these road rage incidents, not all of them, but they've done all kinds of studies on this, all these road rage incidents and things like that. Lots of them come because of slow left lane drivers. They've done studies. What you've done is, I mean, yeah, you're doing fine, but you've ramped up the anger level of so many people on the highway. You may have caused a violent incident down the highway that you don't even know about. Did you know that? There's a chance that you've caused violence because you can't pull over and let people by. Let the fast people by.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Aspartame sweetener used in Diet Coke is a possible carcinogen, according to the WHO's Cancer Research Agency. Look. If there's ever something out there that is man-made versus something that is natural, the something that's man-made is bad for you, all right? When they tell you you can drink a soda, and then at the same time they tell you the soda, and I'm not health freak, I'm not telling you to put down your diet soda, but if they ever tell you you can drink a soda and it has zero calories in it, okay, how am I drinking something that has flavor and has zero calories? That doesn't make any sense at all. You know what has zero calories? Water, right? Water has zero calories. Everything else has calories. And if all that shocked you, come on now. Come on, let's wake up here. Deceptive numbers in word games are hiding continued mass illegal immigration post Title 19. Yes, this is a nice little reminder for all of us that the Biden administration and the communists in it are flooding this country with illegal immigrants to water down the United States of America, water down the electorate, water down any patriotism in this country to further their destruction of the country. It really is that simple. Pepsi introduces Colachip, a ketchup-infused cola. Who are these sick people? South Koreans become a year or two younger as a traditional way of counting age scrapped. I don't understand other cultures. How does that work? What were you guys using as year over there in South Korea? Although I hear South Korea is a cool place. I hear the food is delicious. I've never went myself, but maybe one day. In my luck, I'll probably go over there about the time North Korea declares war and invades again. Thousands of miserable passengers cram into security at New York City airports. Again, like I said yesterday, the airport delay is not all that bad. It's not as bad as people say. I realize it's inconvenient. And I realize it sucks. And it really sucks when you're in a hurry to get somewhere. I get that. But I've been stuck many, many miserable places in my life. Miserable places. Heat, cold, desolate, miserable places. When I get, quote, stuck in an airport, I'm surrounded by restaurants and bookstores. Restaurants and bookstores. That's how I live at home. That's wonderful. Missouri AG to investigate the possible CCP outpost linked to Chinese intel service. I'd almost forgotten that the Chinese intelligence service has shops set up in the United States of America, and we know where they are. Gosh, this country. Creep alert. Private office of Bill Gates asked women explicit questions during a job interview process. No. Bill Gates? The same Bill Gates who was so close with Jeffrey Epstein? Huh. That's the same Bill Gates who was trying to get you to get another booster shot, by the way. Harvard reacts to Supreme Court. Oh, we already read that one. Timberwolves Lynx honor biological male legislator with an inspiring women award. And you should see the size of this guy. It looks like he plays for the Timberwolves. Ohio District High School to lock up students' phones all day after problems with staging fights and bullying and productivity. Bunch of buzzkills around there. Remember, you can email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and you should email them right now. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.